1, 2, 3, 4. Getting serious with Katie and Alexa. Getting serious with Katie and Alexa. Getting serious with Katie and Alexa. Podcast.
This is Getting Serious with Katie and Alexa.
Season 2.
Hey!
Hey, that sounded like the news, but we're not the news.
We're Katie and Alexa! And our special guest today,
Jessica Spa.
Ooh. Hi, guys.
Hi. Stop touching my knee with your knee.
Can we touch
or my knee with your knee?
No.
We're so unprofessional.
Let's be connected.
Jessica is my roommate.
Yeah.
She just moved to Los Angeles.
Right.
It's true.
She's an actress.
Mm-hmm.
But before we just like a too sherry, let's update everyone. It's been a long time.
You've probably missed us a lot and like cried yourself to sleep every night.
Yeah, and like we're checking your status with us on Facebook, if we were still together.
We broke up.
But we're back together. Woo! Because we're back. So we are calling this season 2. I don't know what makes podcast seasons, but we are season 2.
How many did you guys do in the last season?
Seven
episodes. Yeah, seasons.
Whatever.
Yeah, we fly by the seat of our pants.
Yeah. we're back. It's gonna be a new, different, but same kind of vibe.
New, different, same old. You know.
Well, we will keep with tradition that we start off giving serious facts about ourselves.
And should I still go first or
you
Katie?
Always go first.
Do you want to go first?
No, we can't change it up like that.
Oh, okay. So, since we last talked, I have a new job. Did I talk about that before?
I don't think so. I don't think you're at Hulu.
Okay.
Definitely not.
Oh, am I allowed?
I don't know if we're allowed to say our job places.
Beep.
Well, I work at a place that does entertainment. Premium television streaming entertainment. My life's been pretty solid since we last spoke. I've been doing a lot of improv around town with some groups. It's pretty fun.
Is this your serious thing you share?
Is it? I'm so boring.
I want one fact.
It's really serious.
That's really serious.
I eat avocados now.
Yay! Oh my god, me too. For 7 days in a row, I eat avocado sandwiches.
Me too.
I'm obsessed.
Okay, but I eat them. Like, I slice them up into cubes, kind of, scoop it out, put lemon juice on it, salt.
A little acid.
Wait,
pepper.
Did you not eat avocados before?
I never ate avocados.
No, I didn't either.
Was there a reason?
Because they were disgusting.
What? No, avocados have never been disgusting.
Jessica, you're a guest. Sorry, so you will not pass judgment?
In
Sorry.
My home. I mean, our studio.
Okay.
So, all right.
That's really exciting. High five. Okay, Jessica. Serious fact?
It has to be, like, super serious?
As serious as mine just was.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Avocado eating is pretty
on, on another serious note related to food, and I think Alexa can relate to this, I am finding out that I'm becoming lactose intolerant.
I think, like, 90% of all of our shows
okay.
are like, do you have a gluten intolerance? I have a lactose intolerance.
All right, but I've never had any sort of allergy ever before in my life. And now I'm having a lot of, like, dietary problems. Like, things make me not feel good.
We live together, so...
Like farting.
I know.
I didn't say that.
That is a side effect of being lactose intolerant. Just admit it.
But I also have...
What are you doing to remedy this situation?
Enzymes.
Because I see you eat pizza. And that has cheese.
Okay, well...
And that has lactose.
Oh, it's true. But I feel like milk proper.
Pure milk
really fucks me.
Ooh. So, do you guys...
We're not a clean podcast.
You can...
Milk fucks me up.
Okay. Let's just use this very
Sorry.
Just calm down.
What I did was, because I was really sad about missing out on cereal.
Right.
My boyfriend was like, try this soy milk. And I was like, that's a great idea. I haven't had soy milk in a long time. And it was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had it before work. And when I got to work, I had crippling stomach pains.
You had soy milk or you had...
Soy milk.
It's mental. It's like the placebo milk effect.
No, it could... I didn't understand it, but I literally had to, like, sit down for 10 minutes.
Maybe you're not lactose intolerant. Maybe you're just, like, intolerant of life.
To life.
Because have you tried almond milk? Yes. Because that is the shiznit. Yeah,
so now I have almond breeze in my fridge.
Oh, man. It's so good.
It's pretty great. It's a little thick and gloopy, but it's pretty good.
Psh, I love it.
So that's where I am now.
Disgusting.
Okay, Katie, whatever. Then what's your fact?
So I had an eczema problem, as we all know. Uh-huh. And then I went through a breakup, and I'm super single.
Woo! That's right, a sexy redhead, super single.
Super single.
Also, her blonde friend is perpetually still single. Jessica has a boyfriend.
Yeah, so back off. But everyone, so you don't have to hear about it as much, my eczema, like, started going away as soon as this relationship ended. And that is a pretty serious fact.
It's like an STI infection.
Well, no, actually what they call STDs now are STIs. Because,
I know. Yeah, I mean, not that I know.
I don't have an STI.
Eczema's never been an STI.
Eczema's not an STI.
It's an STI eczema.
An STE?
Yes.
But now Katie's skin has been silky smooth.
Silky smooth. So, fellas. Mm-hmm. Hey! Okay. Yeah, guys. The dating scene is rough. I don't really want to talk about that yet.
You're like, oh my gosh, that girl, Rogue, from X-Men.
With, like,
you can't touch another person.
That's the worst thing. It, like, at least she, like, makes them, like, lightning.
Oh my god. Also,
she saps the life force from people.
That's pretty...
Well, the powers, right?
Okay, Jessica, only originally... you would know the specificity
I only really liked the movies. I never read the comic books.
That's exciting. You know what's lame? I have thought about making references about the TV show Misfits twice in this podcast.
Really? Haven't you?
And I've luckily held my tongue. You guys watched it?
No.
Oh, it's so good. It's like this British drama. We're also sponsored by Misfits.
I'm a misfit. That was a quote from the actual show that I've never seen.
What you doing? We're in London.
Are they upset? Like, what did they do?
They get superpowers in this storm, right? Kind of like heroes. Ooh. But then, like, one girl's superpower is that, like, anyone who touches her is like, I'm gonna shag you. I'm gonna shag you, silly. And, like, wants to do her. And then, like, this other power is this kid who can control milk, which is what I was thinking about earlier.
Oh, wait, hilarious. Why would that be the power you get? Is this a comedy?
No.
Why would they give him a milk control?
Better be a comedy.
He choked people with the milk he drank.
That's hilarious.
So he's like Magneto, but instead of metal, he controls milk.
Wait, isn't your favorite part of X-Men's movies when he escapes from his, like, glass container because had sex with, like, security guy and put metal lead in his body?
Shot him up with some
and then he pulls the lead out of his blood.
It's pretty gross.
I totally forgot about that.
Sorry.
Is that your favorite part?
That's my favorite part.
Speaking of favorite things, let's interview our favorite guest, Jessica!
Explosion fireworks! That was like a little parade happened, and then it stopped. It was like, and then they all ran away.
And I was cowering underneath the table because of the fireworks.
You literally were just now.
There's no table in this room. Dang. Let's be real. Okay, Jessica.
Yeah.
You just moved to LA, and now you've had a couple months out here.
It's true.
What has it been like? We are obviously seasoned bros, so.
Totally.
You are seasoned bros.
So many high fives
brought
in this episode.
To you by High Fives!
Bros do it, you can too.
Sorry, Jessica.
No. I love high fives too. I think when I moved out here, I felt a little behind because you guys, you know, are obviously seasoned pros and have been out here for, like, a whole year ahead of me. So, it's like, okay, I've got to catch up, but now I feel like I've kind of got my feet on the ground now. Or at least starting to get my feet on the ground, which is great.
Mm-hmm. Seems like it.
Yeah.
You've been wearing a cool headband on your, like, forehead today.
And we went shopping.
It was very LA.
Yeah. It was very LA. It was! I was like,
I thought I pushed it back by the time I got
It was still
it
LA.
It was still on my forehead.
Yeah.
It was very cool. I wouldn't have commented otherwise.
Oh, well, thanks. Yeah, I bought that today with some money that I'm earning from my new two jobs.
Which are...
Wait, I can't really...
You nanny someone.
I nanny / tutor.
Which is awesome.
Be cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. I like that a lot. And I also am a host at a restaurant.
Cool.
Yeah. So I got the host.
Which one do you like better?
Well, in case either of them are listening, it's like picking a favorite child.
Oh, my God.
Oh, P.S.
I really enjoy the tutoring. I like a lot. It's with one kid, and I have a great time. She has a great school, great family, and, you know, I like helping her get through her
Does
work.
Does it make you kind of feel like you're a mom now?
No.
Not yet.
No, because then I get to, like, go drive home.
And go
that's,
away.
That's nice. That's
what if you had a kid and you're just like, okay, I'm gonna drive home to my other house.
And my other
they
moms,
lived in a
and
separate
you can
house.
Stay with the tutor. Yeah.
That's awesome.
No.
No, not.
Moms, being a mom is.
It's hard.
Hard. Awesome. Not for right now, but maybe for later. Yeah, and that's fun. And I also actually, I really like working at the restaurant as well. I really like how fast paced it is. I'm meeting a lot of cool people.
And had you done any restaurant work before or no?
Nope.
That's pretty cool. You got a job, right?
Yeah, I got a little bit of a hookup, which was cool. But yeah, everywhere else was like, you don't have experience in a restaurant, and I wanted to be like, how would you suggest
that I
get experience, sir?
For this entry level position,
right? Like, how would you suggest? Would you suggest asking you for a job? Like,
right.
Apparently not.
I remember feeling exactly that way when I first got here, and I'd be like, I have 2 undergraduate degrees. Mm-hmm. Like, I could learn literally anything you tell me.
Yeah.
Literally anything.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, I'm sorry.
This one woman, while I was applying, was like, I walked in and I gave her my resume and she was like, she looked at it for a while and she goes, okay, I'm gonna keep looking at this in the back of the restaurant. So she came back a couple minutes later with like this really quizzical look on her face. Like, she said, you don't have any food experience. And I was like, well, yeah, that's true. She was like, I mean, you don't have any food experience.
Like, I know.
I was like, yeah,
I wrote
just
the resume.
I acted in a play where I was a baker once.
Yeah,
or twice.
Yeah. I've prepared snacks for, you know, for students before. But she was like, seriously, you've never? And I was like, no. And she kept wheedling me, and she was like, not even in like a grocery store, or and it was so strange. And then later, my dad was like, she was trying to get you to lie.
Oh, really?
I was like, what? I know, my
dad. Oh, was she? She was, like, baiting you into just being like, yes,
oh,
I have.
Oh, yeah, totally have worked
so
with
she could hire you?
I'm bad at noticing that kind of stuff.
I don't know. I totally missed it, because I was
like,
no,
ma'am.
She's
like, Jedi mind-tricking you, sort of. Like, well, have you never?
Really?
It didn't work, because I was like, no, ma'am, I'm trying to get experience. Right,
you're
now.
Honest.
You're
honestly,
too honest for LA. You'll learn.
Yeah, you have to lie everywhere you go.
Katie and I lie about everything. Her name's Alexa.
And her name's actually Katie, and I'm really 85.
Wow. I need to take lessons from you guys.
We'll teach you.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, I lied to Katie about not using her makeup.
What? I have, like, no makeup. Like, I was, like, literally in my head, I was like, if she did that, what would she even use?
Oh, my God. We're
not
girls.
We're men.
Oh, what?
This is also sponsored by Grooming.
Which reminds me of a topic we were going to talk about.
Yes.
Your favorite, Katie.
Wait, hold on.
Oh,
before
God.
We go there, Jessica has to talk about, she has a new show coming out on YouTube with a comedy troupe we're all involved with called
Pony Ride.
Woo! Check us out on YouTube, Pony Ride.
Yes, Pony Ride. A new show featuring, also featuring Katie.
Yes.
Right here.
There'll be more to come with all of us.
Exactly. And that show is called LA Nature Discovery. And that's where we...
Hey, what does that mean?
We help you find, you know, natural places in LA to explore nature so you don't feel like you're stuck in a concrete jungle forever and ever and ever.
And Jessica is our hippie friend. We always make her be a hippie.
She's from Santa Barbara, so...
Just because my hair is the longest, guys.
It is. It's long and flowing, and there's flowers in it right now.
No, there's flowers.
There's a bird that keeps, like, swimming around her head.
Swimming.
Or, like, fluttering.
Fine, yes. There's a nest at the nape of my neck.
In the nape of your neck.
She's totally wearing...
Birkenstocks.
Stop lying.
Because they're black flies.
You guys do lie
black
all flies. The time.
This is the part where we talk about what we look like.
Oh, yeah.
We never lie.
Yeah. Oh, Alexa, okay. What are you wearing today?
I'm wearing the sexiest outfit. I'm dressed like a Navajo princess.
A Navajo princess.
I love Indian print. I can't help it.
Yeah,
so hip right now.
I'm like
very Southwestern.
Hipster. I'm wearing
the Navajo print.
I'm not wearing it. My purse has it all. Oh, and these shoes I was wearing today.
Ooh.
Oh, those are cute.
But I talk about your sweater. I love it.
Oh, thanks.
It's a knit top.
That was not me.
Wow, nice. I thought it was.
It's hand knit by orphans in the Sahara.
That's probably real. Yeah, and seriously? You joke, but it's probably true. It's fine. And you're wearing really cool skinny jeans.
I got them in a consignment store.
I'm wearing a pair of overalls. it's some paints on it, and I
there's like a brush behind your ear.
Yeah. And I have like a paint mark on my cheek where like someone like was flirting with. It's not
true. Katie was having a paint fight with this boy. He was really cute but really shy.
Okay, we lie all the time. We lie all the time.
Wait, guys, we're always. Not what you look like.
What do you look like, Jessica?
I'm wearing a long.
Jessica's wearing a fur coat.
A long fur coat.
Poaching.
Yeah, I like poaching ermine.
What is an ermine?
What's an ermine?
An ermine is like the softest creature known to man.
Okay, you've never heard of it.
What? I'm grossed out.
Nobody knows. like an ermine coat?
No, he sounds like Herman. Like, no, it's like you're just calling a sheep like.
Or like her mink coat.
No, not her mink. Actually, it might be pronounced ermine.
I think it might be like ermine. Incorrect. Because it's ermine.
No, actually, it's ermine.
Jessica knows a lot about animals.
This may be true.
Remember that animal bird bath place you were talking about?
Oh, yeah, yep. She loves
a
birds.
Bird shelter.
I've been back there several times, and I've actually held birds.
Okay, well, I'm going to move the topic off of your nerdy lifestyle and move on to Drag Race.
Ah, that was the topic! We gave you a sneak preview!
Drag Race! Okay, and I'm not talking about, like, I'm talking about RuPaul's Drag Race. Don't fuck it up.
Don't fuck it up.
Alright, does anyone watch this on Logo?
I only watch it when I'm at your guys' house. I lied to you before the show started.
No. You tried to be cool and say you watched it.
How could you?
I think the show was sponsored by Lies as well.
Lies. So anyways, I thought it would be cool if we went around. Everyone there, like, all these Drag Race people have their own names.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Tutti Frutti, you know, what's that one called? Jujubee.
There's also Jiggly Caliente.
Yeah, who won last one? That was
I don't know.
Tyra Banks' assistant.
What? Oh well, yeah, yeah.
Yes,
no,
Tyra
Banks'
assistant.
That.
What was his
Raja.
Name? Raja.
So, oh, I know Raja. He's skinny.
You know him?
No, not in, like, in person.
Oh, but the.
I'm sorry. I don't.
On the show.
Yeah.
On the show.
Wait, how well do you know?
He's my mentor.
Oh my god. We both wore Indian print a lot.
Yeah.
Actually, one time he wore like a full Pocahontas outfit.
I think I saw that one.
It was pretty fierce.
It was fierce.
Fierce.
But he never changed his voice. You know, like, most drag people have a drag voice. He was like, I'm Raja.
That really threw me off. Or, like, okay, my favorite one, I watched it, Katie and Jessica's house. It was about, for the troops. Like, they had to act
grow
back up. I thought that was so backwards, because it was, like, the whole, like, don't ask, don't tell, like, military gay taboo thing.
But then they were sending them videos of drag.
Yes, and I feel like conservative American, like, soldiers, I just got really preachy and stereotypical,
but
I feel like they would hate that. I feel like they would not be like, thanks, this is boosting our morale.
Well, maybe it's spreading tolerance or something.
Well, they're trying to, I feel like troops would freak out.
Well, I wonder if those videos actually made it to
That's what I think. I don't think they actually sent them. But that's another episode.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. We should give each other drag names.
Ooh.
I think we should start with Jessica, because she's our guest.
Yeah.
Actually, Katie made a picture of me on RuPaul.com.
What?
She dragified me.
Yeah, I made her lips, like, blue. She had a crazy, like, crazy makeup on.
I looked like a citizen of the capital from The Hunger Games.
Oh my god, she did!
I love The Hunger Games. You don't even understand.
I just started reading the third book.
Well, Alexa and I have finished all three of them.
Oh, god.
Wait. You guys, it's written for fifth graders, so don't even high-five each other that you read it before.
Well, you couldn't even hear the high-five.
Because we messed up.
That was still not very good.
You guys suck.
Anyway, wait.
We'll do it later.
All right.
PETA for life. I love PETA.
PETA? Yeah, but his name is PETA. Like, what was this woman thinking when she wrote The Hunger Games and named...
Like, bread.
Yeah.
That's what she was thinking.
Bread.
Literally, that's what she was thinking.
No,
and then Katniss, like catnip, because they have a cat.
No, it's
a flower.
It's an actual, like, root.
Oh.
Plant.
That comes in book three, Katie. You know that.
No.
It's in book one.
It's in book one.
I think
guys,
it's in book one.
Because you're fucking nerds. Nerds.
No, we're not.
And Katniss is still a horrible name, even if it's the name of a plant.
I think it's a badass name.
Yeah.
Really? I think that
Katniss a badass name? It sounds like catnip.
That's why he calls her catnip, and it's adorable. No, Katie.
Gail is stupid. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Can we talk about how I don't like her last name, Everdeen? I think that's a little...
That's what you have a problem with, Everdeen, but not catnip.
You guys have a problem with any of this? The book is brilliant.
You know, you're a fifth grader. You're in fifth grade. How old are you when you're in fifth grade?
10.
You're 10.
You're 10. Both of you.
Maybe 11.
Guys, let's stop fighting.
Wait. About Jessica's like games. The embodiment of catness.
What?
Kind of. If you want to know.
Oh my god, maybe her drag name should be Katniss.
Catan.
It sounds like catatonic.
Is it supposed to sound masculine? I forget. No.
No, it could be whatever. It's like, Jujubee is not masculine.
Like, Sharon Needles is. She's a new one.
Well, like, what type of. Your drag would definitely be like. Super, I would say would be trendy.
Well, Jessica looks a little kind bizarre. Of
I might go a little like goth or like, you know, like
dark.
Dark.
Okay, then we should give her like a dark goth name.
Like Monitra.
Dominitra.
Ooh. Dominitra. What about
call
last
you
name?
Just Dominic?
Dominic.
That's a boy's name.
Yeah, Dominic Dominitra.
Dominic Monaghan. Wait.
No, that sounds like you own, like, an oil company.
I want to tell you.
Dominic Monaghan.
That's actually an actor.
Oh, really?
Domina. These are all the same.
Yeah.
Domino.
No, it's something like,
Gryffindor.
Chain. No, like, what if you're Whiplash?
Ooh.
What?
I think it's gonna sound a little bit like a name.
Nope.
Jujubee? Tyra Sweeney.
Tyra Sweeney?
No, Tyra Swing.
Tyra Swing.
Oh, everyone is named Tyra. There was like three Tyras.
That's true.
What are you doing? You can't keep moving. Like, you're moving under the bed.
I don't know. I kind of wanted to lay
Fine,
down.
Your name is...
You should do the thing where you close your eyes and then open your eyes.
Okay, I'm not looking at you when I look at you. When we both look...
We'll say...
You say a word and I say a word and that makes the name.
Okay, ready?
One, two, three.
Jasmine.
Stick.
Jasmine Stick?
Okay, there it is.
I don't like that.
It's so bad.
I love it.
It reminds me of like those green bugs that look like sticks.
Really? Nah, it reminds me of a cinnamon stick, but that smells like jasmine instead of cinnamon.
Oh, Katniss.
Oh, Jessica, okay. What do you feel? What do you feel?
She is
Jasmine Stick.
Yeah, I'd be Jasmine Stick.
Okay. Alexa.
Okay, should we do the same closing?
No,
eye,
wait, do a few
eye?
First.
No, but Alexa would definitely be like a, you would be,
like,
you
I
would
like,
wear like a red wig or something. You would wear a wig. You would not have blonde hair like
I feel like you'd be like Candy Twist.
No, wait. No, she would wear a brown. She would wear like a black wig that was like up to her chin, like really tight. She would wear like blue lipstick.
Okay.
She would wear like a black,
like licorice whip.
Like licorice. No,
licorice.
No, you would be like that woman, you know, the Incredibles.
Yeah.
Where she's like, I've been doing my lair, and she has like their outfit.
Yeah. What's her name? Edma.
The short woman. I'd be like a sassy Latino boy.
No, Jessica Wilde.
You
would
not be
Jessica
Wilde. I want to be a sassy Latino boy.
No, you would come out like super fierce, but super like Coco Chanel meets that short woman.
Can I wear a cat suit?
Yes.
Katniss.
Yeah, you'd wear it. No, her name is
Katniss Caliente.
That's more like it.
No, we have to do the look thing where we look away and then we look
at okay,
okay, ready? Wait, who's saying the first word?
Katie, you go first this time.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know if I have a word yet.
Yeah, neither do I.
Okay,
ready? One.
Blank. Okay.
One,
two,
three. Pop.
Green.
No! Green is real!
No, I'm
sorry. Go back. You just said her last name!
Go back.
I like pop, though. Can I tell you something?
Okay.
Whenever there's word association games in, like, improv, I always say the word pop.
What?
It's a subconscious word I never say in my daily life, but
maybe
I
connected with you. You, like...
Can your name be Edma Pop?
Edna Pop.
Okay, you're Edna Pop.
Don't fuck it up.
Don't. Also, you're RuPaul.
Oh my god.
Edna Pop.
Okay, Katie.
Alright.
Katie would have like.
Sorry,
things...
I have a cold.
I feel like Katie would be a little more old fashioned.
Really?
Like a pinup girl.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking like constellations coming out of her costume on sticks. But.
I'm the solar system Owen.
Constellations?
Yeah. Never mind. No, let's go with pinup.
Wait, what? She's really into horoscopes, though. She could be like... Like,
I hate, you know what, this is getting me, have a problem where I'll be like, I'm not into horoscopes, and I'll be like, oh, your sign, what is it? And they'll be like, Libra, and I'll be like, oh my god, we're perfect opposites, you're a very balanced person, and they're like, no, you're obsessed with astrology. Yeah,
but I think that astrology and, like, constellations, that's a really, that could be really sexy.
I like pinup girl way better.
Thanks, that sounds hotter.
Oh, okay.
Am I gonna have big boobs, like, that I put on my little boobs?
Yep. Yeah, like one of those breastplates.
Yeah, they're so gross.
And you'd wear red lipstick, and you'd still have red hair.
Wait. Breastiny child.
Breastiny's child. No, yeah, I think she would be Lola.
Ooh.
Oh. I didn't have to close. I did close my eyes.
So you did close your eyes. And did it. Lola. You did it, and then you opened your eyes, and you said Lola.
Okay, wait. Let me close my eyes. Okay. Think. Okay. So the first one's Lola. This one's okay. 1, 2, 3. Fire.
Lola fire.
Lola.
I like
fire.
It. Lola fire. So wait, what's all her names? Lola fire.
Jasmine stick.
Pop Green.
Oh no! Edna
Pop.
Pop!
You stupid.
Edna Pop.
I'm retarded.
Okay, well, we have like 5 minutes left, so I think we should improvise.
Yeah.
Let's kind of it. What we were talking about. I'll give you guys a scene.
Us first? Okay.
So it's improv time.
Improv time.
Okay. The first scene will be between Alexa and Jessica.
Okay.
Ready. You guys are going to get a one-word suggestion based off what we've talked about.
Okay.
I love it.
Your suggestion is this line. Have you never worked at a restaurant before?
Okay. Hi there. Thank you. I'm. Thanks for hiring me. I'm really nervous today.
I'm really nervous, too. I hired you. Ba-doom-ts. Thank you. I'm here all night. Woo!
Wow, is that sort of some sort of managing method?
What do you mean? We're working at a jazz club, so I just figured it was appropriate.
Oh, okay, sure. Well, I mean, since I'm gonna be cocktail waitressing at this jazz club, should I like start adding in like jazzy zingers as well?
I mean, if you feel confident enough, your serving's definitely subpar, but whoa, maybe if you threw in a ba-da-ba-ba-boo.
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Hey, boss.
No.
Hey, I was in the back. I see you have a job interview going on.
Oh, I already hired her. I'm just keeping her around so she can hear me sing.
Yeah, does this happen all the time? Hi, my name's Jasmine. Hi.
Oh, yeah, it happens once in a while. What can I get you?
Whoa.
Want a drink?
Well, I don't think I should drink on the job.
Oh, come
yet.
On. This is our star bartendress.
Oh,
yeah, I'm the star bartendress.
Wow, that sounds really saucy. What's your favorite drink to make?
Oh, well, I like making a sex on the beach.
Wait, guys, I've actually had a passion in my past for beatboxing. Do you think that could fit into the jazz club?
I think it might work.
Could I be the beatboxing cocktail waitress?
Why didn't you give it a try?
Okay, all right, I'll try it out. Okay, I'm your cocktail waitress, and I'm gonna give you a drink.
But you're hired.
Woo!
Okay. Yay!
I'm sorry, awesome. I had to come in, and I'm loving it.
I'm loving it.
Sorry, coughing. We're dying. Everyone's sick.
Oh my god! I'm sorry.
Everyone's sick.
Okay,
it's okay. I'm gonna set up a scenario for you guys.
Okay.
One of you's a mom. Mm-hmm. One of you is her little baby boy, little Bambino. Aww. And he's coming out to her as a drag queen.
Oh. Okay.
Begin.
Okay. Hey, honey, why don't you pull up a chair?
Thanks, Mom.
I made us muffins.
Oh, I love your muffins, Mom. They're the best in the world.
No, and I know I got to get to school soon, so
well,
let's just eat these muffins.
Hey, Mom, I was hoping you had like a minute or two to spare because I needed to talk to you about something.
Of course I do. Yes.
Okay, Mom, I really need to introduce you to somebody.
What? When we have to arrange a time?
No, they're here right now.
You have someone in the house?
Well, it's kind of complicated. Are you ready to meet them?
I guess if they're in my home.
Hey, honey, it's son Charlie.
Oh, hey, Dad. Dad, I didn't know that you'd be here, too.
Oh, just grabbing a cup of Joe on the way to work. Oh. Hey, sweetie.
Oh, honey.
Guys, don't.
I'm sorry, we're done.
Don't do that in front of me, it's gross.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We can't control ourselves sometimes.
Okay. A man and a woman is so attracted to each other.
Right. Dad, I think you should hear this too.
Okay,
just gotta get it out in the open. I want you to meet, Sassy Flames!
What the?
What was that?
Guys, it's me! My new name's Sassy Flames! And what? It's my alter ego!
Why do you have eyeliner on all of a sudden? I don't understand.
You spun around and now you're wearing red.
I put it on real fast. It's one of my tricks. I can put on ladies' clothes real fast.
Well, turn back to Charlie.
And get out of ladies' clothes. That's my dress.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I thought maybe you'd be happy for me.
What was that?
Mom, it's Sassy Flames.
You don't just introduce drag queen to your parents in breakfast time when I've just made you muffins.
Mom, you gotta...
You put that muffin down, Charlie.
You gotta let go of the muffins and embrace me, your new son, Sassy.
Flames.
Sassy Flames. I named it after you, Dad, Sassy, because you're so sassy to Mom sometimes.
I know, that was my nickname in college.
And after you, Mom, you Flames. Like that one time when you lit the house on fire, but then we put it out.
Oh! Okay.
Yay!
All right. Oh my god, that was so weird.
Well, this has been super fun.
Wait, don't you guys do one?
Okay, we'll end the night with one.
If you insist.
Really quick.
Also, wait, backstory.
I'm sorry. Okay,
don't cough into my sweater.
Gross. Just grab it.
I didn't know where else to go. I'm sorry.
You're also a germaphobe.
I am.
Okay.
Backstory though, Jessica was like one of our best girlfriend college buddies.
Yeah.
And we did improv together forever.
All the time. It's true. We're just telling you that at the end of the episode.
Well, because we're happy to have her back and
we're gonna make a lot of stuff.
Yeah, wait, Alexa, can we do a high five that works? Wait, eyes on the prize.
Yeah!
Okay.
Felt kind of like whatever, but
we could do three-way.
Three-way!
Wait,
one,
wait, two, both hands.
Two, three. Wait, I've been coughing. One, two, three. Jessica the other day high-fived me in the face.
Ow.
Okay, let's just do our improv team.
Okay,
back to the scenes.
Your suggestion is, let's see what else we talked about.
I'd kind of like almost rather improv a song with all three of us.
Oh.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. Okay, it's a rap.
Okay.
I love raps.
And it's about Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's coming up.
Okay.
It is.
All right, rapping.
Ready?
Ba, yo.
Adelaide.
Wait.
She just dropped the beat.
Ready?
Start.
Yo, it's coming up. It's middle of May.
What?
Or really kind of the beginning of May on the 5th.
The 5th of May. It's a party day. I love the 5th of May because I get hella gay. Happy. Happy.
Happy, 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 dappy.
Oh.
I wear my wig and I go to the fiesta. And I don't know the beat that's happening. What's happening, Katie? Change the beat.
Guys, I can't wait for
Cinco de Mayo. And I like how you freaked out. Like, instead of just continue rapping, it turned into like an opera. Like, the beat, what's happening?
Can we start again?
Yeah. We have, we'll be good. Ready?
Here we go. Ready?
I won't beat boxes time.
Okay, I'll ready.
Who wants to start? It's Cinco de Mayo up in LA. Everyone's gonna get hella gay. We're dressed up like our favorite ladies. Hot in here, it's hot like Sadie's.
Or like Hades.
Hades, Hades.
Everybody's getting crazy, crazy. It's almost Cinco de Mayo. De Mayo. I'm the mayor of Mayo.
Hey guys, I want a drink. Because only you could do that on the May of Sync.
What?
Oh, when I get those Dos Equis, it's like I really like to Equis.
Equis is also a term for making out. Equis.
Yeah.
Equis, I'd like
yeah,
to.
Yeah, thanks, Katie.
Equis.
Yeah.
I liked Equis, guys. I really am bad at rapping.
No, you were really
you're
good.
Great.
You
said
Sync.
Oh.
Can I tell you guys my favorite thing?
Yeah, before we go.
Have you guys seen that picture of Justin Timberlake? That they put on a calendar, and it says, it's gonna be May.
You know, you said it to me, and Jessica was like, I don't get it. And I was like, you don't get that, it's gonna be May. And then she was like, oh.
And I laughed.
I can't stop laughing.
Laugh.
Okay. It's pretty great, especially that picture of him.
Like, check 90s. It out. It's a meme, guys. Anyways, well, we should
wrap it up.
Yeah, wrap it up. I mean, what do you want to...
Like, wrap it up or wrap it up?
We already wrapped it up.
Okay.
Is there anything you want to tell the audience about? Anything of yours that they should check out coming up?
Yeah, just, you know, keep your eyes open for product, for sketches, comedy, maybe some cartoons. I like to cartoon sometimes. And
yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, stuff, it'll be around.
So check out Pony Ride.
Pony Ride.
Jessica Spa.
And Jessica Spa. Oh,
and thanks. Then as far as Getting Serious with Katie and Alexa goes, we're back in full swing.
And we'll be here every other week.
Hopefully.
No, yeah, we will.
But yeah, check us out on Facebook. It's Getting Serious with Katie and Alexa. We're on Podomatic. We're on iTunes. And we have a Tumblr.
Which we're going to use this time.
And we have a Twitter as well. It's basically our name without any vowels. Figure it out.
Yeah, it's a test. Anyways, have a good Cinco de Mayo.
Aye, aye.
How do you stop?
I don't know how to